Our lesson this morning is the short two-verse sentence from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the second chapter. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Fell redeemed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The gospel that we heard yesterday in chapel illustrated the teaching of God's grace through the parable of the Great Supper. And our text this morning, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, gives us the theology, that is, the biblical teaching, the doctrine behind that. By grace, you are saved through faith. Now, that's a very simple verse. It seems to be easily grasped, and as many Lutheran confirmation students might have learned, it's pretty easy to memorize. Now, memorizing, as I'm sure you know, is good, and it is a very important way of learning and of retaining. But good things also can sometimes have a downside. Sometimes memorized things can go unexamined and not really grasped or understood. Now, if we examine this text more closely, one thing we see is that there are a bunch of pronouns. A pronoun, of course, is a word that can be used in place of a regular noun and points to that regular noun. Pronouns are good, but we also need to keep a firm eye on what the pronouns refer to or what they point to. So in this text, we have some pronouns, and two of them are especially critical. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So what does that first pronoun, that, refer to? Well, just before it, there are two nouns, grace and faith, and of course there's a third one implied by the verb save, salvation. So what is it that's not of yourselves or of your own doing? Well, in fact, none of it is of your own doing. But specifically, that could refer to grace, and it's certainly true that this grace is not of yourselves. It is God's grace. He doesn't give us a piece of grace, infuse it or transplant it into our hearts so that we can then do something good that will make us good in his favor. His grace is that undeserved love which makes him act in such a way toward us that he gives the gift to those who have done nothing to earn it or deserve it. But in fact, we would suggest that this that refers here especially to the faith. The faith here is the gift that God has to give. Everything, all that lies in my power as a child of Adam, the only thing that I have left is to reject the goodness that God has to give. And the next pronoun makes it quite clear that it's the faith which is the gift of God, worked by God, not by me myself. So that if we fill in the pronouns, this is especially what Paul has to say. By grace you are saved through faith, and not a faith that comes from your own doing, from your own power. This faith is the gift of God, not of your own doing, so that you have nothing to brag about. In other words, faith, contrary to what some seem to believe, is not the one little good work that I do in order to have God's salvation. That everything in my salvation is a gift of God without my own working. I don't come to believe in my Lord because I have prayed in advance that God would give me faith. He gave it to me, period. I didn't meet God halfway coming to faith. He came to me all the way and pried open my stubborn, stony heart. And he does this by the power of his word, his gospel, the gospel which promises forgiveness of sin in Christ Jesus. Grace is grace. Grace is God's work from beginning to end. Many of us have learned in Luther's catechism to make this confession, and it's an important one. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. This faithful God comes to me, a sinner, alienated from him and opposed to him, in fact, an enemy of God. And he declares me to be a saint and gives me the righteousness of his Son. He calls me to faith, and by grace he gives me the faith that he has required. He himself opens my heart and makes me a believer. That grace includes the loving care with which he calls me to this gospel, brings me to faith through baptism and his word, nurtures and keeps me in that faith until my end, when he brings me to his heavenly rest and communion with all the saints. To him alone be the glory. Amen. We rise and join in the Te Deum.